Blog Talk Radio.
Ah, yes. Ski with me. This is Coach G, your friendly Monday host. And we began this operation, this Blog Talk Radio show host, during ski season. But now that the winter snows are long gone, we're extending the Monday broadcast in what we call four-season fitness. So what's this all about? Well, first of all, I'm broadcasting from the sunny skies of our production studio, proximate to the Buffalo Ski Area. But this program is brought to you as a production of the Hope Collection, a nonprofit, some people like to say charity organization, that concentrates on four major areas or pillars within its foundation. And among them is health and fitness. And so today we're concentrating on health and fitness for four-season fitness during the summer months and off-season months, just waiting in a great anticipation for those winter snows to come. But this program is Optimize My Life with the Monday section of our specialty of four-season fitness. So throughout the week, 5 days a week, the business week, we have a different program concentrating on a different area of the pillars of the Hope Collection. And it's all connected in Optimize My Life. I think the name speaks for itself, but Optimize My Life provides answers and resources and different means by which you can improve your life. And I particularly am fond of this Monday segment because it deals with family, friends, and fun. Recreation is probably the most enjoyable of the or active of the different pillars of the Hope Collection. And you as listeners or interested guests can call in to ask questions or make comments or generally contribute information that would advance four-season fitness, health, and wellness within Optimize My Life and the Hope Collection. So let's repeat or let's give you the call-in number. And the call-in number, you might want to have a pen and paper handy and write this down for now or future reference. And that call-in number is area code 714. The number is 816, and then it's 4686. Area code 714, exchange is 816, and the number is 4686. So give us a call, or better yet, catch us on rebroadcast if you're tied up. But we hope you can join us during the lunch hour. Come have lunch with us in Optimize My Life is kind of the call we make out, call out we make every day. And in addition to that, you can catch us on a rebroadcast. Simply go to Optimize My Life website, and you can catch the rebroadcast, or I believe it's even connected through the Hope Collection website. And that's the Hope Collection, all three words run together, and it's .org, the, T-H-E, Hope, H-O-P-E, Collection, C-O-L-L-E-C-T-I-O-N, .org. And look for the link, probably on the left-hand side column or left-hand menu, that you can connect up with Blog Talk Radio. And then there is a choice there of asking a question or making a comment. It's all basically the same thing. Or you can replay past episodes. And so as you click on that replay past episodes, or I think it's called simply episodes, you'll see the dates of the last four or five and the subject matter they're on. Again, you're on four-season fitness, and this is Monday. So we do have a caller on the line, actually the mover and shaker behind this whole Blog Talk Radio. And his name is Ron Clayton. So, Ron, we owe so much to you and the Hope Collection for facilitating, setting up, and maintaining Monday's Blog Talk Radio and all of Optimize My Life broadcasts 5 days a week. Ron is a dedicated servant and a mover, shaker, and we like to call him the champion of visionaries. Ron, are you with us?
Oh, Gary, I don't know. That's a lot I got to live up to. I'll tell you what. I appreciate the wonderful invitation, Gary. And, you know, we have a partnership here to be able to touch lives and make a difference. And when you take the show and, you know, we make a commitment to do this and be here for people. Not everybody can be here at every time, every show. And there are times when some people have less time than others, and there's times people have more time than others. And you had mentioned the archives, and that's a good thing. But, you know, the show is evolving. It's not like here it is and it's got the structure. You call in on any given day. You just never know for sure who you're going to be listening or hearing from. And we do have some topics that we work on, Monday being this fitness and outlook of family and fun that you have brought to the table along with a whole bent of understanding and the education process of keeping our country free. You have great passion in that area, and it overflows into it in today's society and today's conditions. And so that is a very special, special show. And so even if someone's not on the show today, they may be in it. And I know one person who many times has a hard time being on the show at noon. But I will guarantee you he is as loyal and regular listening into the archive version of the show all the time. And so that's kind of a cool thing that we have people like that. So sometimes, you know, we may be on the show and we don't have the dashboard filled up like we'd like it. And going forward, we have some explosions and exposure going on. The groundwork is being laid with many of our partners that's going to bring more people to the show. It's going to reach a point where it's going to be fighting to get on the show. I want to talk today. I couldn't talk. We're not there yet, but it's coming. I'm speaking into existence. And so,
well, you know, Ron, I like the identification of the educational aspect. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the Hope Collection and what are the different pillars, the 8 fundamental pillars of the Hope Collection?
Well, thank you, Gary. Yes, well, the Hope Collection was started as a 501c3 nonprofit over 10 years ago. You talk about visionaries. You talk about someone who is both educated and really linked and connected around the world with world-class leaders. I mean, he was an advisor, a financial, he's a statistician. He had a PhD in math, and he was an advisor to 3 presidents. I guess that qualifies him pretty good for someone you could listen to. Also, he grew up in a family. His father was the head of education. And in the state of New York, he was in charge of curriculums in middle schools. And he was asked to be the first head of the Department of Education for the federal government. And he chose not to take the position because, number one, he felt it was more than one person's job. It was going to take more than one person to be the head of it and do it. And the other thing is that we're going to force him to move to Washington, D.C., which he would not abandon his wife or his family to do that. But he still was involved in that processes and that level. That's Joel's father. Now, Joel's mother also was involved in education and music. I mean, can you imagine in 1930 a woman having a degree from NYU University? How about Syracuse University? So she had double degrees, double masters. She was a world-class pianist. She played at Carnegie. She also was a world-class artist and took her work, showed her work at shows with Norman Rockwell around the world. That's the roots that Joel came from. And his wife, Artis, she also had parents who were educated and where her father was a pastor. So they're centered. They're well-founded folks. And then Joel had this vision to be able to help people, particularly when he went through a season where he had cancer and beat it. But one of his good friends didn't. And that good friend was Jim Valvano. You remember the famous speech where he stood in front of the press corps and ESPN and the awards, and he said, never, 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 never quit. And so Jim's not with us anymore because the cancer did get up to him. So Joel, at that time, had just beat cancer, and that was where the roots of where the Hope Collection, the 501c3, that really bases its efforts very uniquely in eight areas: family, faith, housing, education, the arts, health and wellness, water, energy, and food. Now, when you take those comprise pretty much of what are the core of living. And Joel wanted to make this a very unique benefit program for veterans and their extended families and first responders and their families. That came out of the root of serving. All those people that are in those fields serve. So Joel, after meeting with the Pentagon and people, his program, a database management system, evolved into a program at the Sea of Goodwill that the Pentagon was designed and built. All the veterans that were being thrown out, all the servicemen that were women that were being thrown out of the service in the 2000s because, there were a lot of people in government that didn't feel we needed a military, and that's a fact truth. So 200,000 people were unassigned for a mission in life. They thought they signed up for the uniform for life, and now they were told, we don't need you no more. Well, so Lieutenant Colonel Paul Sutherland developed a program. He was the head of the that division of the military veterans, and he designed a program called See a Good Life. And there was a map that Joel Griffin has a copy of and used to show everybody where they had these areas, districts they call them, around the country. And they overlapped all the places that the Hope Collection has. We have meaningful contacts in those areas. And so we took our theme, helping others by helping help others, and the programs that Joel has developed and contacted, and quite frankly, we've had people chasing the Hope Collection to join us. We're part of what we do because of our extension of our outreach. And so we can help people in all areas. And what's really neat, we don't just have programs. The government's got programs. I don't know how many of them are really any good. They've got programs. They've got companies. And they have people working for the government. And I'm sure there's people who have a sincere desire to help. But frankly, I haven't seen a high level of that kind of result anywhere in our government. I mean, they failed in the veteran, the VA. They failed in Social Security. They failed in keeping us, all the things. So where they have succeeded, where they haven't, the Hope Collection steps up to the plate and we've literally been awarded as the number one resource model for helping veterans and first responders by the white papers and the division of the Pentagon called the Sea of Goodwill. And out of all of that, we have this blog radio show as a way to communicate and interface with people. Now, the areas that Hope operates in, we have real people. We have real programs. Like, for example, if someone wanted to get an education, had an education, but they wanted to update it through being out of work for a year, COVID, all that stuff, or they want to improve where they're at in their career in some way or shape, we got 13,000 that are programs that you can get certified, extended certifications, and add to your resume, your profile, and then use them. And we even have ways to connect that to places that need what you do. Then we have programs that are actual corporate or business. Joel used to call it the duplex. And there are most people that really come to understand the free enterprise system, capitalism, know that the way you get ahead is to own something. And Joel preached this as long as I knew him, 40 years plus. He preached about having ownership, because if you don't own it, you don't control it. number one. Number two, you can't, when you have something you own, you can pass it on to your family, generations. So you create generational prosperity. Really important, especially in today's world. And then you need to have something that you like to do. So we have all kinds of economic, not just economic development programs. We've got own a business. You want to own a travel agency? Well, that's what we talk about on Tuesday because we have those areas. How about you want to know about today? There's a lot of talk and ad radio and television ads about precious metals and owning precious metals as kind of a backup to instead of earning 1% in the bank. You can create incredible improvement in your capital that you want to invest instead of, say, a savings account, make 1%. And you don't know if the bank's going to be there. They keep buying out. Well, when you own silver or gold, it's the world's based on it. It ain't going nowhere. So we have those programs. That's investment and growing earned income. We've got programs called ePantry, called microfinancing. If you don't own anything and you don't have anything and you have limited funds, how can you take what you do have and instead of just spending it with the retailers, as a consumer, how about getting on the inside, being the inside of the fulfillment, the marketing, consumption market? If you get on the inside, you can make money on everything you buy. In other words, you can be an owner. And that can be profitable, but it's microfinancing. It's micro business income development. So, you know what? Most times, most people don't have enough income to go put it down on a standing business. They don't have $100, $200, $300 million. They don't have it. But they can own something with their name on it, and it's theirs. They can incorporate it, which is a smart thing to do. And now they can develop over time, part-time. And they can have their family members, and they can build a team. So, you know, if you want to buy a tire and you go to the store, you buy one, it's one price. If you go to the store and you got 12 tires and you buy 12 sets of tires, you can get a better price. Well, if you have access to the market, Gary, as buying in volume as a wholesaler, you can buy cheaper, more profit when you sell it, keep more in your pocket when you consume it, and you can recommend it to others and build a team doing the same, creating more volume. And there are programs that are developed to help you do that. And you can take advantage of it. And you can walk into that with no knowledge, no experience, nothing, and get all the training. And normally it's free or dirt cheap. Nothing costs nothing. So I hope I've answered your question. I know I carried on, but there's a lot to say when you ask that question. Are you there, Gary?
Oh, Ron, I've done it again. I went on, and I had it on
silent.
You were
silent. So excited. I'm telling you, I could see my phone was smoking up.
Well, Ron, let's start this again from the top. All right, take two. Well, Ron, you've done a great job telling the Hope story, and you've done a super job in delineating the eight pillars of the Hope collection. But again, Ron, because our audience may have pen and paper in hand or may be a little bit slower than your speech, would you just list the eight columns or eight pillars of the Hope Collection once more?
Certainly. Faith, family, housing, education, the arts, health and wellness, water, energy, and food.
Well, you know, I'm going to be self-serving because it is Four Season Fitness Monday. And if we take education, let's face it, all sports training is an educational process. And then we take families, the emphasis on the Four Season Fitness is family fun. And quite candidly, you're dealing with water, although not in a life-sustaining manner, But I smile, and never really, it's just hitting me now of all the different areas that Four Season Fitness touches upon. Lastly, it does deal with faith. And faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen. But it is also a confidence, a knowing that you know that there is a higher cause, a higher plan, and a higher purpose. And starting with ski with me in the winter season, where the majority of Coach G's experience has been in working with young people, we have a rare opportunity to reach the affect the attitudes and values of our youth. And so if we set our children in the way they should go, when they're older, they don't depart from that. So the importance of education is instrumental in the whole Hope Collection. It's one of the eight pillars in the whole Four Season Fitness program and in the specialized winter season of Ski With Me. But Ron, then you also mentioned some of the different websites that are available. Are you able to tell us what the web address or the URL is for Optimize My Life?
Yes. Well, my favorite one is called R as in research, R as in resource, center, C-E-N-T-E-R, .org, O-R-G. We'll blank there for a minute. IRCenter.org will take you to a wonderful website that is organized in a way that you can hear from a spokesperson, a professional news anchor from all networks, including Fox News. Lisa Livingston is our spokesperson down in Orlando, Florida, and her husband own a Hope agency. But she's our spokesperson, obviously, as a professional and as a news anchor. She's good. She's clear of speech, and she can convey a message with a real understanding, which tells the Hope story in like 10 minutes. And someone who's totally ignorant says, well, what is this Hope thing about? Well, she answers it for you. And then when she's done, there's a video that comes on, and I'll tell you what, it's in our mind, it's very special. Because that video that comes on, it's a song, a gal singing a song because of you. And we have a high regard for today, especially in today's world, a high regard for our military, our veterans, men and women who have served us since the beginning and before we are or a country. And we honor them and we respect them and we hold them up to the highest level. Well, the song was written by a guy, Brian Webster, that is a tribute from the veterans to us, that what they do is for us. And it's moving. It's a moving song because of you, and I encourage people to listen to it. And then you'll even see a video with Joel Griffin, a founder of Hope. Come on and talk about the duplex, understanding how each person listening to our show, Gary, can have the power in America and in the world, but especially in America. You can own a resource, like something you can build equity in. And he encourages you to do that and to get incorporated. Because it's a single economic tool that is available to every single American. And if they use it, there's not a single American that hasn't worked and succeeded in owning something that hasn't generationally created more prosperity. There are people that take advantage of those who do that, and those are called government people. I call them leeches. They think because they work that somehow they're better than anybody else. And instead, they forget that they're a servant to all of us. They work for us. And today, if you understand the duplex model, it's all about being a servant. But in God's laws, you get benefit. He has benefits for you. There's fruit on the tree if you serve. And that's what this is all about. And that's the model. And that's the process. Those eight areas have pictures you can click on and learn about and get information. And you can register. Forgot to say this, Gary. You can register to be a member for free. No contract. But you can have all the access to everything that Hope is. It comes under that Optimize Your Life website. And that's an independent independent leak. It's linked to the site. And so it leads people to move from point A to point B to point C. Personalize. We aren't locking someone and said, this is what you got to do. Now you got to act. This is about being a free, loving, uplifting American citizen, wannabe citizen, person that wants to improve life and make this world a better place.
Do you have the web address for Optimize My Life, Ron?
Well, I suggest go to rrcenter.org, and then on the left-hand column it says register, and it takes you right to Optimize Your Life. I mean, you can go to optimizeyourlife.com. You can go there, but you're outside of the loop of the Hope Collection. So I'm suggesting
another website I think that would be of interest, because it ties in with your own business. It ties in with the duplex model. It certainly is an integral part of Optimize My Life, and that's ePantry. Can you say a few words about ePantry, Ron?
Yeah, well, you know, about 15 or 20 years ago, the marketplace did a huge shift. Up until then, the traditional way that commerce was done was you went to a brick-and-mortar place, and whether you drove there, you know, you walked there, whatever it was, you went there. Today, all those places, most of them are being replaced with what's called the Internet, the web, and people, instead of brick-and-mortar, now have pictures on your on the screen of your phone or your computer. And now you just go online and you get a web address like rrcenter.org or Optimize Your Life and any of the other things that we have. And now you can reach multiple connections. You can go shopping in multiple places at any time. You go to amazonsmile.com, and if you purchase your stuff, you're going to buy from them. That's part of ePantry. Electronic pantry. We had another name for it. We called Ditto Delivery. And so, we called Ditto Delivery is what one of the corporations calls it. We call it ePantry. I'm sorry, I had that backwards. ePantry is just means that you can do a business, everything you want in the world, electronically. And there are, you know, a funny thing, as you bring that up, Gary, I was talking to a guy over the weekend, and I said, do you know there's more websites than there are people in the world? The important thing is that you have a site that is going to be seen and an organization that has credibility, integrity, that it has moved to the front of the list where the Google search, or if you're optimized, that's a tool to make you available to the most people. If you do that and you have integrity and quality, you're going to build a business, and if you don't, you won't last. You'll be gone. And so there's millions of websites. But you can use personal recommendation. They even scale. You might get asked to do a survey about a company and rate them. I know restaurants are real famous for this. You have to be careful with reading the ratings, because some companies pay people to rate them. I can sit down and say, I went to this restaurant, it was the best in the world, it was cheap, and da-da-da-da-da. Never went into place. There's no real verification. But if you hear and watch the words of a number of people that have experienced the company, the truth always filters out, and that's what I like. And what you need about when you come to ePantry, they're vetted. Our vendors are vetted. And you know what that is, Gary. We put them through the grind. They better be what they say they are, or they're not part of our group. Make sense? Yeah, turn your phone back on, Gary.
Yeah, Ron, great explanation, and you are correct. You've done a great summary of the vast web presence that the Hope Collection operates on or is founded on. But there's one more that I'd like to question you on, and that is My Business Warehouse. What are your thoughts on or your information regarding that website?
Well, probably the least known of all the websites of that comprise the Hope Collection. You know, the Hope Collection is what's called a 501c3. And that's an organization that its operation is dedicated to providing services and serving, and it's not a developed for-profit like a private entity, like a tribal agency. Its being existence is to create income, create profits. And so you can earn income in a nonprofit, but you don't utilize it in the same manner. It has to be utilized to serve. And so we have a lot of businesses that are affiliated. They like the Hope Collection. They like all the, what they like about is the world and the people that associate with the Hope Collection. And so they want to be a part of that. And they have services that they can offer to and through ePantry, through YTB. YTB is kind of the private retail site for those companies affiliated and associated with Hope. And it's not required, but those companies generally offer some kind of incentive, like they're going to make a donation to the Hope Collection to help fund it and run it and help it to do more things. And that, like I said, is not required. There's not even a statement that says, if you want to belong to YTB, you've got to give so much of your money. No, that's the government. We don't do that. But if you feel comfortable doing that, the YTB organization is sponsored by the Hope Collection. And it's, you can go on there and advertise. You can go on and do a promote. There's all kinds of things that make it a benefit. Through YTB, there's coaches programs. You can get a personal live coach, a mentor, that you could talk with daily, weekly, monthly, and have a plan put together. And it's not a different guy or gal every time you get on the phone. It's the same person. So you can intimately share and really create a customized personal program for personal development. That is an ePantry and a YTB product. You can turn around and offer that. If you're a member of Hope, you can remember to offer that service to people all over the country. And because you get certified, here's the thing I recommend, get certified as a life coach, you really can do that because you're certified. When you're certified, now you can justify earning some income for doing that. And through the YTB process of goal setting access, you can earn income from it. Very, very potent. And we highly recommend. I know one guy that did that, and it took him a couple months to do it. But he did it, and he's graduated, got a certificate, and now he's a certified life coach. That's a college course. It was designed originally by a guy named Dr. Shad Hensteller. He wrote a book called What Do You Do When You Talk to Yourself? And he's world-renowned. He wrote a book on understanding the networking market in the world. His real research was all done in free. It was the books that I read about him, and I know him. I know him personally. In fact, my wife worked as a consultant to him to get him operational on the Internet. I'm holding one of his books in my hand right now. And what it talks about is how one of the ePantry programs that Hope offers, people have gone on to create incredible incomes. Dr. Shad is the expert in all the areas of your brain and brain waves, not the physical so much, but he does describe our mind as like a group of highways compacted in our skull. And people who have developed their mind clearly and they don't do bad things to it, like drugs and all kinds of stuff that can harm it, and they exercise their brain and they feed it, and they feed it good food and good things to help it grow, and they nurture it, and they get input and renew. And the key to a brain is to keep it fresh and keep it growing and exercise. And when you do that and it gets guided, you create highways of mind thought. And that mind thought will take you wherever you want to go. Well, the problem for a whole bunch of people, especially in our country today, is their highways in their brain have been screwed up. And this is an editorial comment. I'll tell you that right now. But my observation is that we have done everything to put confusion and create problems and lack of building blocks within the brain of our kids. And some of us have actually been influenced by that too. And that now has caused the whole people to act and operate in the world of confusion and chaos. And so what's the cure? The cure is to get somebody back into that program, goal setting and process and mentorship. And that's where the Dr. Shan and the goal setting program is
created. Take my time.
Yeah. I was
going to
put it on a little bit.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that sounds like we have a new listener calling in. So will that listener identify themselves, please?
I believe it's Derek. Oh, Derek.
Hello, Ron. How are you?
Doing good. I see you were talking to more people about the Hope Collection over the weekend. That's very, very good.
Yeah, he got some more hope cards out.
Boy, if we had 100 people like you, boy, we couldn't keep up with everything that's going on. With just a little bit. And you're not doing a little bit. You're doing a great job, Derek. And you brought one couple
along. I gave him my hope card with my phone number on it.
That's the best thing yet. Because now they can
communicate.
They
might call me, they might not, right?
Well, if they have it, they're more likely. That's what I always say. Thank you for coming on the show today, Derek.
Oh, you're welcome.
Ron, if I could, we'll come back to you and pick up where we left off. What we were referring to here was the engagement of our listeners so that they can participate not only in this broadcast, but can participate in optimizing their life through the Hope Collection. And you mentioned this first step is to connect or go to the R&R Center website. And then you listed or outlined a path or a trail to follow. There's a video series which includes Lisa, who has a Hope Center in Florida, I believe. And then it goes to other videos which give you more background to the Hope Collection. But let's go back and ask or inquire, what is a Hope Center?
Oh, that's a great question, Gary. We have different people in all areas of the country that have chosen to be a leader. Now, what's a leader in Hope? A leader is someone who says, I'm going to be known as an influencer with Hope, giving hope to people, and opening the door, being a door opener, being a connector. There's lots of words you can use for it. But it's someone who chooses to be outward giving. Giver as opposed to a taker. And as a giver, what you're doing is always looking for ways that you can. You're always trying to find. Derek, who calls in the show regularly and every day is out there, he loves to give out hope cards. We have a card that someone can order them through Vistaprint, and you can get a good deal. And we have them available, and people order them, and Derek will order a box of them, and I know he gives them out every day. He goes out and purposely talks to people and asks them about what are they interested in their life? And because the Hope Collection is so broad, there probably is not an area that there isn't somebody doesn't have something that we could help them with, if they're interested. It's not, we're not recruiting people. We're not trying to convince people. I always have a saying, and I like to make a joke out of it. You can't climb a fence leaning toward you. You can't kiss a girl leaning away from you, and you can't push a rope. But we don't do that. That's totally not what we do. We're looking for people who have a sincere desire to either make an improvement in their life or help someone in their life have an improved life. And we've got a box, a toolbox, Gary. The Hope Collection is a toolbox. And we can customize, help somebody in whatever area of life they want to make a difference. And it doesn't have to be one time, one person, and it doesn't have to be one thing. And it might be one thing today and another thing next week. We don't know. Everybody's life is changing all the time. And that's what makes HOPE unique from any other organization. I know there's one organization in every town in the whole United States called the United Way. And they do try to be everything to everybody. And they've associated and affiliated many times. They have most of their programs they recommend are all government programs. They have private, but most of them are government programs. They're just a resource center for government programs. Well, we're not interested in getting people hooked on government. We're trying to get people in positions so they're not hooked on anything. Life. They get free. Our whole constitution, our personal constitution, is to help people become free and be standalone individuals and being examples for others in life. That's what makes the HOPE Collection so dynamically different. And some people, when they first look at it, Gary, they think, oh, my God, there's so much here. Well, wait a minute. If you go in a grocery store, I'd like to ask anybody who says that. If you go in a grocery store and you walk down the international aisle, you walk down the Italian aisle, you walk down the Chinese aisle, you walk down the meat department, you go to the dairy or the fruit and vegetables, you go to the frozen food, aren't there probably a million products there that you probably are going to maybe order five or take five of them home? You close the store down and say, well, that store is no good. They got too much food. They got too many choices. No, you take off the shelf what you need. We're the grocery store of how life's help. Now, if we don't have something, we maybe don't have it because the number of people that we can help is so limited, we can't do it. But I'd say we probably have more than enough to help most people with most situations. Would you agree, Gary?
Yeah, well stated, Ron. Going back to the HOPE agencies, how could one find these? Is there a map or a locator on the website that could easily connect with the HOPE agency closest to you?
Tell the truth, Gary, we never got that far as we started developing. And I say we, I was working with Joel Griffin to do that. And I know we have different people. I admit, I promote the fact that Lynn and I are our own HOPE agency. And the ones of people that I do know, I talk about. But we never got to that far of developing the HOPE agencies and unifying them in a way that we could be that kind of power tool and say, well, go in Buffalo, New York, you go here. In Orlando, you go here, and in Tennessee, Cottonwood, Tennessee, Derek goes here. We just didn't get that developed. Joel only started developing the HOPE agencies in the, just in almost immediate past. So it's an ongoing part of what the HOPE Collection development is going forward. But we're not there yet. And one of the key areas that people who become HOPE agencies are people that take advantage of the blog radio show.
Well, you know, Ron, I have a confession to make. And although it's only been somewhat recently that I've become deeply involved in the HOPE Collection and Blog Talk Radio, prior to that, I worked with an organization or through or in an organization, and it really was Dr. Griffin's organization. And I'll mention another name, Beryl Walk. And these two gentlemen, unbeknownst to me, would come together, the teachings of these two gentlemen would come together for, at this very hour, at this very place. And so I'll go back to quote what a mentor, the likes of Joel Griffin, said in that organization. And find a need and fulfill it. That's the key to success.
Amen.
I think it was Bill Britt, Doug Weed, or Tom Hansen, as a matter of fact. Or I'll even mention Gary Ford, although I haven't seen Gary in years. These are fine men, people helping people, that helped individuals, those who wanted to, who signed up and volitionally joined the program to build a better life. And they built a better life, of course, using the eight pillars that Dr. Griffin has so clearly laid out in the HOPE Collection. And the Hope Collection is a web presence, among other things, but to utilize the Heal Through Hope paradigm, to put Heal Through Hope to work, to optimize your life. There is a web presence, and that central website is thehopecollection.org. And then coming off of that central site, like spokes on the hub of a wheel, are different avenues that you can follow, different paths you can follow. Now, are they exclusive paths? No, absolutely not. You can major in one of them, or you can major in all of them. Quite frankly, I'll give you the unofficial advice, major in all of them. Because if you go to the R&R Center, if you go to Optimize My Life, if you go to ePantry, if you go to My Business Warehouse, you're going to find a toolbox filled with utensils for your success. But you know, it goes beyond you. It goes to your family, it goes to your friends or community, and it goes to this nation as a whole. And so we are striving through our individual work, through our specific starts, through ourselves and through our households and through our community to make this country whole. We're going to heal through hope for America. And that is the uniting project that is motivating the Hope Collection. And, boy, I'm going to embarrass Ron Clayton here, but Ron, for 8 years, has been president of the Hope Collection. And he has stepped in, go into an emeritus status, that is to say, I don't want to say inactive because Ron never stops working, but stepped down from the presidency for a short period of time. But he's now stepped in to find a need and fill it. He stepped into the presidency again and is now leading a whole team of advisors, organizers, movers and shakers that are going to keep this vision of Dr. Joel Griffin alive and well. And probably the primary project in this is the Heal Through Hope for America event or project here in Buffalo. But, Ron, before we go into that, is there any advice you'd give to our people, ideas that could get them started in the Hope Collection? And maybe you could say what happens when they sign up. And, of course, I want to emphasize the membership is free. It's so good to be true that it's free. But, Ron, maybe you could tell us how they sign up and what they might expect from that point of signing on. I don't like sign up. Sign up means, hey, you're in it. You're gonna do what you're told. Sign on. I'm gonna suggest we use that. Let's sign on. Let's work together. So take it from there, Ron. Maybe you can address that.
Those are good
questions.
Words, Gary. I like how you say that and describe that. Here's what I subscribe to. I subscribe to is a person who decides they would like to become a part of what we're doing. There's no way you can learn about it by standing outside the bus. You can't get to where the bus is going or the train is going or the cruise ship or the airplane unless you get on board. So that's what we have people do. And then when they do that, it's like getting a library. The Hope card is just like a library card. You know, you're not as contract. There's no signing your life away. And at this moment, we're only working on getting a program. Derek asked me the other day, can you have it so that when people I give the cards to sign up that I can know that? Well, we're working on getting that solved even as we speak. And I would say within the next month we're going to have that operating where someone signs in that you don't know about but you gave them an outreach, you gave them a Hope card or something to talk to them. We'll have it so that when they do register, your name is going to be linked to it and you are going to get a notice that they've done that. We are developing that and evolving that. The program is already set up. We just have to get it operational with Hope. That's the first thing. Get on board. Jump in the pool. The water's great. There's no risk. The risk is that you might end up helping somebody that you come in contact. So that's the first thing. Then you can go look at the different sites and the 8 columns. There's pictures and information for every one of the areas of support. And you can become educated. And the first thing I recommend is that you get in touch with somebody, whether it's a board member or someone who recommended this opportunity to you here, opportunity to serve. Get in touch with them. Get connected to them so they can lead you. This isn't a, oh, here, join and go. It's, we really want to help you help somebody. It's, see, it's honest that we say, don't just sign up and go do it. It's sign up, connect the other way, because we're a servant leader group. And so if someone wants to go serve, they need to know how to do it. So our program is all geared to help people learn how to do that in the area they want to do it in. So before we go, you really can't go much farther than that because I don't know where you're going to end up going. You could become, I've had people getting started what we do, and they're way off in some field of doing things. Last year, a guy named Mike Shaman bought a special product to us that enhances how food grows, and it's miraculous. The miraculous enhancer to grow more food out of the same plant. Miracle. It's like Miracle-Gro, but that's a trademark product. This is private, and we can go to third world countries and help them grow twice as much food out of the same pot they're growing in now. Dollar plot. And so someone can get involved in that, and then that could take them, then create a whole mission, a whole life, and they do it. It's okay. We've helped them. So we have so many areas that somebody, and you might not know where to choose. You want to work until you're here. We're not trying to, we're not like, we don't have like the Chicago cattle yards where they force the cows down one path or another. What we have is, this is free Americans being free to help from their heart. That's a whole different direction, Gary. And it really calls on us to choose our passion and responsibility to where we want to go.
Well, you know, Ron, you've outlined just an excellent series of steps here. Number one, learn about us. Go to the hopecollection.org or go to the R&R Center website. Second, sign on. Don't sign up. Sign on. Come and join us. Number three, connect with your mentor and establish your advisor. Number four, assess your needs. Number five, access your resources, because there's a plethora of tools, resources, aids, assistance available through the rnrcenter.org. And then perhaps last is set your course. And what is your course? Well, we just suggest it's establishing a legal duplex. Secondly, finding out that which is going to advance your career or establish yourself in business for yourself. Choice is yours. Be a great employee or be an independent entrepreneur. The choice is yours. And then set the course by following. It's just much too complex from there, but it is laid out to you, a step-by-step series of actions, events, and doing. And I'm not saying it's easy, but I will say it's totally doable. And not only is it doable on your own, or perhaps I should say perhaps it's not doable on your own, it's doable with family, friends, and your mentor. But all of it starts with the Hope Collection, and it all starts in the R&R Center. Ron, pick it up from there, if you would.
Well, I think today, Gary, you have, as you explored and questioned us today and allowed us and allowed me to share a lot of the insights that I've lived with or helped develop with Joel over the years, I think we made tremendous progress of exposing how somebody can really make a difference in somebody's life. And we can continue to do that together. This isn't a go-do-it thing. This is a how can we together maximize your passion and the tools that are in the toolbox with the Hope Collection. Boy, oh boy, can we go out and make a difference in this world, Gary, or what?
Well, I want to thank all of our listeners for joining in today, and I want to thank Daryl for your contribution over in the Tennessee. And Ron, where would we be without you? And so as we come into the closing moments of this program, Ron, I'm going to turn it back over to you. Ron Clayton, the facilitator, the guy who makes Blog Talk Radio happen in following the vision established by Dr. Joel Griffin and the Hope Collection. Ron, take it from there.
Well, I'd just like to close out with a quick prayer and say, Lord, I would ask anybody who hears this, both in on the show live or they hear it through recordings and the recording of the event, that their life is touched and they take a step to make a difference. Nothing happens if we don't make a movement toward the light. And this has given anybody and everybody that joins us that opportunity. And it's a privilege. You know, success is a privilege. You choose to do it. You don't get it. And so you can join the team and make a difference and touch lives. And that's what we do every day. And I thank you, Gary, and thank you for hosting and leading this show today. I hope you have entire blessings every day. I've got to go.
Thank you, Ron.
Talk to you later.
And I'll go ahead, Ron. Ron, you
no,
got
I'm
it.
Done.
I'd like to just review with our audience that this broadcast comes to you again, the Optimize My Life, through the work and vision of the Hope Collection. And we have this broadcast 6 days a week, Monday through Friday. We talk about specific aspects of the pillars of the Hope Collection. Monday is Monday Four Season Fitness. Tuesday is an extremely popular segment that deals with travel, an aspect of family, friends, and fun. But it is also an example of how you or anyone can start their own business. And it lays out a funnel or a pathway that even the least experienced of us can find satisfaction and success in owning their own business. And then on Wednesday, we deal with another aspect that involves housing, involves education, involves living, and that is the tiny home segment. For the next several weeks, and perhaps even longer than that, the tiny home queen, Barb Riley, opens up the program and brings on diverse suppliers for tiny homes. And then it builds towards a larger concept of Hope Villages. Those villages comprise primarily of tiny homes that serve our veterans, our first responders, but in similar fashion can be used by investors or can be used by private citizens simply as they want to scale down or start up with their starter house or their retirement home. And then on Thursday, we have an extremely experienced, credible host on that, and that is Bob Oakley, who often talks about with his friend Larry the aspects of construction or reconstruction or home building. And then on Friday, we are honored to have Captain Len Kane, the first original Top Gun for the United States Navy. And he talks about the Golden Rule Society. And the Golden Rule Society is the means on which the Hope Collection operates. Treat others as you yourself want to be treated. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. And so it's just an excellent opportunity to call in, come and meet, call into the program, meet Len Kane, the Top Gun, and learn about the vision and the values that have moved not only his life, but the entire Hope Collection. So on that, I'm going to say the Lord is our source over and out. God bless.